Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Bill Peer, and I am on the board of directors of the Eureka Heritage Society, and we are asking for the community's help in restoring a very important part of Eureka's history through the purchase of the Booner Mansion fence. Now, we have this rare opportunity to purchase this 134-year-old cast and wrought iron fence that once graced the front of the Captain H.H. Booner Mansion that stood at 719 E Street, where the Sherman-Williams paint store is located now. When the mansion was destroyed in 1955, the fence was moved to R Street and then placed in storage when the property was sold in 1998. It is currently being stored inside in dry conditions, but will require considerable restoration work after being out in the elements for more than a century. The Eureka Heritage Society is committed to the acquisition and restoration of this significant part of the city's historic past and plans to install the fence on the E Street side of its Annie B. Ryan House and Gardens property. This restoration project is located at 1000 F Street in Eureka, and this endeavor is an ongoing effort to preserve and protect an important part of Eureka's history. The restoration of the 1892 Annie B. Ryan House was started by the College of the Redwoods Historic Preservation Restoration Technology Program. The Society now owns this property and is continuing its work. Along with the house, the gardens on this large property follow the Society's mission to educate the public about historic preservation and to create a beautiful garden setting for the surrounding historic neighborhood and the community at large. This project has been and continues to be an entirely volunteer effort. The house and gardens reflect a unique time in Eureka's history, as well as the individuals who maintain them now. The current plan for the gardens is to provide a venue for community events, offer a beautiful place for the community to enjoy, and continue to make available fresh produce for community food banks. The garden extends from F Street through the block to E Street. The 140-foot-long E Street side originally had a concrete retaining wall and the fence that has mostly been lost to erosion and collisions. The Society's intent is to replace the retaining wall and install the Booner fence to complement the historic nature of this property, enhance the property visually, and provide a boundary to safeguard the gardens. The Booner fence will be a perfect fit here. However, the cost to purchase, restore, and install it, and reconstruct the retaining wall will be approximately $50,000. The restoration will include paint and rust removal, repair of damaged areas of the fence, and, of course, painting the fence and installing it. This result will be a tremendous asset not only to the Annie B. Ryan House and Gardens, but to the neighborhood, the city, and the community. It is the only remaining historic iron fence of its kind in the county, besides the one in front of the Carson Mansion, and we believe it deserves preservation. So please, if you have more questions or you want to help us with this project, go to eurekaheritage.com, email us at eurekaheritagesociety@gmail.com, or call us at 707-445-8775, and thank you for your help.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.